The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. I'm live in studio waiting to take your calls on your health. You know, if you had a problem, you've tried, you've applied, you've done all kinds of things that, what, didn't work really well? Well, here's your opportunity. Call me, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you on anything you have in mind. It's a beautiful day outside. It's supposed to stay in the high 40s and just go outside and enjoy it. It's really pretty. You know, after all the monsoons that we had over the last couple of days, it was wet out there. I'm trying to take a couple of trees out of my backyard and these guys are slushing up to their knees. I think it was a bad call on my part. Nevertheless, 888-630-9625. You know, people ask me, how do you get a hold of your docs or how do you get a hold of you? And the easy way of doing that is just go to our website. Go to rozellecare.com. That's R-O-S-E-L-L-E-C-A-R-E.com, rozellecare.com. And go to where you can send a message and you can get to any of us. If you need to talk to one of our doctors quickly, you have a more immediate question, you can go to 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. And then follow us on Facebook. And that's really easy as well. You go into the website and you'll see all the things from Facebook to Twitter and so forth. Click it, go in, check it out. And the interesting thing about our website is simply this. We've got a lot of education there for you. There's videos, there's information. You can sign up for our newsletter. So get yourself educated. You know, really, your health is a do-it-yourself program, and you have to make sure that you stay up to speed, and in most cases, you'll be smarter than most physicians out there. So get it done. You know, ageless health is important. You need to listen, learn, apply, and then pivot and adapt and pair. You are the impact of everything that's around you. Your body expresses itself based on its environment, its food, its the blows and traumas that you take. We're going to talk about that today and how things come about relative, whether it's cancer, whether your energy is good or not good, all those things that make a difference. So if you have a question, you want to comment, 888-630-9625. That's how you make that happen. I want to remind you that next week, February the 2nd, we will no longer be at 12 noon. We will be at 11 o'clock, an hour earlier. And we did that for you. Why did we do that for you? Because during football season, we have to shift over to Saturdays. So this way, we will not shift any longer. We will always be here at 11 a.m. on Sunday morning on WMAL for those of you in the Washington metropolitan area. So make a note. It's going to be an hour earlier. And, you know, tell your friends. And, you know, if you miss the program, you can always catch it on our archives. You can either go to WMAL on their archive. You can go to rozellecare.com. We always have it up there within a couple of days of the program. Or if you want to see a host of radio programs, go to rozelleradio.com. It's on YouTube. And there are literally hundreds of our programs, and they're dated and they're titled, and you'll know what you'll be listening to. So all of that is there for your learning capacity, and we want to make sure that you get it done. You know, those of you who came to Dr. Browning's program at the Results Center for Healing last week were impressed, as we always are, with Dr. Browning, the professor. And it was on brain health and function, and he's amazing. He blows me away all the time. Guess what? We have that program online for you right now at rozellecare.com. So go online. If you had the opportunity to be there, you want to repeat it, it's easy. Go back to the website. If you wanted to get there and you didn't show up, well, here's an opportunity to do it. We had a full house and was happy to meet a lot of you. And we try to get this information to you as quickly as we possibly can. I'm getting ready to do a program right now out in the Netherlands, if you will. I'm going down to Florida in a couple of weeks, and I'm going to be teaching a group of doctors, probably about 100 or so, and we're going to be talking a little bit about the nutritional and nutraceutical impact on your genes. And it's kind of the next step in what we call epigenetics. And that means your environmental impact, your physiological impact, your biochemical impact, your biological impact, your emotional impact. So your genes, you know, the thing that make you who you are, your genes are influenced by everything that happens around you. And just because, you know, Uncle Fred and, you know, Dad's, his grandfather way beyond him all had a certain thing, doesn't mean that that has to be your outcome. It depends on whether or not you have that same gene expression, number one, and in fact, you have the environmental irritation impact of expressing that negativity. So the same is true, by the way, in reversing it. If you reverse their bad habits, if you do things differently, if you eliminate the stress patterns, if you eat really well and balanced and alkaline, if you keep your structural components in a good place, keep the inflammatory levels down, you don't have to have that outcome. And more importantly, the question becomes, well, can I fully reverse genetic expression? And the truth of it is, yes, the answer is no. And it's been known for a long time. You can not only reverse it, but you can eliminate it completely. Years ago, and you've probably heard me say this on the program, that it was thought that genes could not be reversed, that once you got them, you got them. And it's just a matter of, you know, trying to be the best you can and, you know, see what happens. Well, the truth of it is that we see people reverse conditions all the time that shouldn't be able to reverse anything. We know there are things that happen globally that physiologically the body heals against all odds. Well, when you look at things a little more closely, you begin to see that against all odds really has a very specific walk through the park. And if you follow the steps, you can see what really is taking place. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. I want you to understand it, whether it's a structural problem, whether it's a biochemical problem, whether you have cancer, whether, you know, you have irritable bowel, and you wonder, oh my gosh, how did I get there? And then even though you cured the symptoms, you start seeing other deteriorations that take place over time. Well, it leads you to the idea that perhaps maybe it didn't go away, that it's still sitting there underneath the surface waiting for you to do something a little silly, a little bit more egregious, and then guess what? It's there again. So let's talk about it. So, you know, you've heard the expression, you are what you eat. It's very true, by the way. You know, garbage in, garbage out, good stuff in. You've got a matrix so that can begin to help and repair you. So it's really applicable in the field of all biological sciences. And, you know, research is finding that what you eat can dramatically, immediately express your impact, your genetic code, your genome is what it's called. And this is going to be a fun project for me in a couple of weeks when I sit there in front of about 100 doctors, you know, who are taking some advanced programs. I'm going to walk them through the process of understanding some of this. So the research out there has found that your RNA, your microscopic RNA, right? And it's all RNA is microscopic to you. In certain organic foods and non-organic foods and plants, things like rice and wheat and potatoes can build up in your body. And after being cooked and digested, you know, could affect your risk of developing cancers and other types of diseases and coronary disease and diabetes and things of that nature. You know, you say, but that's my diet. That's what I eat. I eat rice and potatoes and carbohydrates and things of that nature. Well, you know, we can take it into the area of this thing called lectins, and we'll talk a little bit about that. The problem is with, you know, if you avoided all lectins and, you know, say, well, I'm on a lectin diet, I'm going to lose all this weight. Yeah, because you're not eating anything except for probably lettuce. But, you know, all kidding aside, you have to look at these things. But rice and wheat and spelt and rye have very high levels of these, what they're called glycoproteins, and that's what a lectin is. And, you know, lectins are very capable of disrupting your health. And, you know, it depends on what you're eating and how often you consume them, and are they being balanced out with other things? Do you have the ability to get rid of stuff. How's your digestive system working relative to the microbiome? That means your good bacteria that's there and so forth. So a lot of this you're saying, I don't know what you're talking about. So we're going to break it down into a very understandable situation. But research is increasingly showing that eating certain things, particularly processed foods, genetically modified foods, grains particularly, may interfere with your health in a complex and very involved but negative way. So, you know, you are what you eat is one of the most profound things that anyone has ever said, because it has passed down through the ages, because we see that when we eat garbage, we don't feel good. We put on fat. Our skin looks very white and pasty and blemished and the like. We don't have any energy. So there has to be something to it. We know for years we noticed that with animals, particularly dogs and cats, they're carnivores. They eat raw meat. And then we change them to the good old American diet because we want them to eat like us. And God forbid that they go out and kill another animal to eat it. Yeah, well, what happens at that point is they get sick like you do. They start developing the arthritis, the cancers, the diabetes, all of those things that you end up succumbing to, they succumb to. And say, well, I'm giving my animal, you know, meat, but I'm mixing it with rice, and I'm mixing it. Well, now you're doing the same garbage that you're doing yourself. Plus, if that animal was fed grain, corn, to fatten it up and get the fat on it, you give that animal to your pet or to yourself, guess what? You end up with the same problem. So back in the day, our ancestors ate free-range meats. They were out, they were vegetating on the grasses and so forth, and they ran, and we don't do that anymore. We corral them, and they live and get diseases together, and they break down and all kinds of things. But you get that. They influence your genetic patterns as well. So, in fact, food provides more than just the material to build things with and the fuel to go on and, you know, to be able to push forward. You have to understand that the foods that you put in your body provide a source of genetic information, which is capable of telling your cells what to do and how to process for better or for worse. It depends on what you do with that stuff. You know, if you're sitting there with, you know, tons of carbohydrates and sugars in your diet and that's your mainstay, you grab that cup of coffee and a donut in the morning, not a good thing when your body needs other things. And there's a whole piece of, you know, intermittent fasting, which we could spend the rest of the program on, and how it affects genetic expression. And that's, unfortunately, you won't be there, but part of my presentation, and really how it affects your genome. But let's get back to basics. These micro RNA molecules, you know, from your food control up to probably about 30 plus percent of your genes. Again, I want to go back and say, you know, years ago we understood that, you know, you could probably modify, affect, reverse about 70%, 60% of your genetic pass-through, those predisposing factors that you had from your family. But what we know now is 100%, 100% you can reverse and turn around and have an effect and impact. Isn't that something? So that means who you are right now at this moment in time is not the person that you'll be if you make some changes. Wouldn't that be an interesting concept? And we're going to get into that more specifically as we go through, but I'd love to have your comments at 888-630-9625. Many of you know that you did certain things and all of a sudden you ended up with X, or you changed your lifestyle completely and now you don't have the problems that you had before and you've completely revitalized yourself. We can talk about that as well, because therein lies the truth. We're coming up to a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. Don't go away. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. I am in studio. It's a beautiful day outside. 888-630-9625. That's how you find me here. And when we're not here, real simple, RozellCare.com. Want you to reach out and take advantage of everything that's on that website and learn as much as you possibly can. We do that for you. Send us a note. We'll respond. It's important for us to be able to give you the data, the information that you deserve to have so you can protect your health and your life. And what we're doing today is we're talking about how your genetic expression, your muscle patterns, your heart rate, your ability to process blood sugars and so forth are affected by your environment, your influences, this epigenetic, if you will, but we're going to call it the nutraceutical or food impact on your genetic expression. And that's the important piece, is you understand that everything has an impact on you. And again, to recap, you don't have to have the same outcome as your ancestors. It's not designed that way. You can change these things. And we know today that we can change 100% of all of these things. There was a study that was done, and I've mentioned this a few programs back. It was started by a woman by the name of Jennifer Doudna, and she was a research biologist, and she wrote a book, A Crack in Creation. And what she showed was that the gene itself, the double helix, that thing that expresses you as you, it, you know, gives you your hair color and it gives you your, you know, the things that you're born with that shouldn't be the things that you're born with that you're really glad about, you know, those inherited pieces. Then, and if they're broken, it can be fixed on purpose. That can actually, you can go in and you can change that alphabet soup, so to speak, where we've noticed it happen kind of accidentally, and really not accidentally, by environmental stimulus, dietary patterns, emotional meditation and prayer. All those things have an impact. It heals our body. And so how is that controlled? So there's a mnemonic that we call CRISPR, and it's a big, long, multiple words of expression that says your genetic patterns can be modified, altered. So the research shows that your RNA, the messenger, if you will, that tells your genetic code, your DNA, what to do, is capable of affecting up to about 30% of your genes in just that piece, right? So, and these RNA that they're talking about comes from your consumption of different types of foods, particularly plant foods. Interesting, plant foods. And this is a crossover in genetics. I mean, from a human form to obviously a vegetative form. You know, never in history could it be imagined that your genes could be so profoundly affected by the things that you consume. Well, there's a couple of pieces to that. Years ago, they ate a whole lot better than we did. Foods were cleaner. They were cultivated differently. You know, think of if you're in my neighborhood some decades way down the road and you had a tomato and that tomato had a different flavor than the tomatoes that you buy now, the hothouse tomatoes and so forth. When you had a piece of meat, if you were a meat eater, it was a cleaner meat that was generally free range. I grew up in Western New York State where in the fall we all hunted and the deer ran free. And, you know, we brought that stuff home and we ate it and we put it in the freezer and had a different taste than even what you're getting today anyplace. So whether you're a meat eater or you're a vegan, my extension to you is simply this: things are not the same as they used to be. So subsequently, we start looking into how they affect us. And, you know, you look at lectins and leptins and so forth and what these things are. And, you know, we said that we're particularly dealing with grains and beans. And, you know, these guys, a lot of the proponents of doing lectin-free dieting say that these lectins have invisible thorns, if you will, which cause the a direct non-immune destruction or harm to a wide range of tissues and organs within the body. I'm not sure I agree with it, but I'm giving you the data as it really exists. And there's some things that are applicable and are true, and there's some things that are not. So medical science is beginning to really understand, if you will, they're waking up, and, you know, to understand the intertwining of all this stuff with health and disease and how these nutrients can affect our genes. We know today that people are sicker with cardiovascular disease and cancers and diabetes and inflammatory diseases and joint degeneration. And what's changed? It's changed that our consumption of heavy wheat products and sugars and so forth have gone through the ceiling. And so subsequently, instead of eating the things that we were supposed to eat and should be eating and that our body wants, we're getting different things. But there's All of this was launched a while back with the Genome Project back in 2003, you know, and it provided, if you will, the holy grail of modern biology. We're going to talk about that when we come back up, but I want your phone calls at 888-630-9625. Let's talk about your pain that might be related to this, and let's talk about your mental capacity, your diabetes, and so forth. We'll be right back after these messages.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. I am in studio, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. I want to remind all of you that those of you who were present for Dr. Browning's in-house talk on the brain found themselves with a ton of information and things that you probably didn't even think about. And those of you who didn't attend, want to let you know that it's online at rozellecare.com. It's already there. Go online, check it out, and enjoy it. And if you have any questions, go to rozellecare.com and send Dr. Browning a message, or send any one of us a message, and we'll see if we can help you out in a way that, you know, you hadn't thought about it before. We're talking about genetic expression and why some people have all kinds of problems that, you know, seem to run in the family, if you will. You know, headaches and migraines, and for women, bad menstrual cycles and hormonal surges, and I can't get the weight off, and, you know, I got a thyroid problem, and my mother had a thyroid problem, my grandmother had a thyroid problem. Well, why is that? Is it something that is familial, or is it genetic? And what familial means is that you are doing the same thing your parents did. You live in the same area. You have the same influence biochemically. You're doing all the things that they did. So guess what happens? You probably have a really good shot at having the same thing, same outcome that they had. If you do something differently, you're probably going to get a different outcome and a different result. Go figure, right? Well, that's the way the body works. So the important factor is simply that diet, and we're talking about one piece of the epigenetic model, diet is significantly impactful in changing the way that your genes express themselves, leading it to bringing up that familial trait that's been there for a long time, or suppressing it and making it go away, even completely 100%, so it never shows again. So we talked about plants and how plants, particularly grains and beans and things of that nature, can in fact impact your DNA expression. The wrong plants can mess it up. It can really take you down the tube. So, and we also said that's why we have such a higher level today of what? Cardiovascular disease and all kinds of different types of cancers and diabetes and so forth. And this is generation coming up behind us, you know, these millennials and the ones behind them. These are the first generations that are not expected to live as long as their parents and their grandparents, that they're doing things to themselves and across the board that are not cool. So we talked a little bit about these microRNA pieces. RNA is the messenger, it's the conductor. It tells the DNA what to do. And, you know, the microRNA basically are small pieces of the RNA molecule. We know there's different types of pieces within the RNA, and that they interact with your genes, that map that makes you you, essentially stopping the genes from being expressed properly. And in some situations, making them express differently, so that's where you get all these things we just talked about. So these microDNA exist in human body fluid naturally for, you know, an example, right? They've detected high expressions of levels of immune-related microRNAs in breast milk. So there's a pass-through. What's happening with mom gives to the baby. So mom, if your immunological system isn't cool, baby's going to suffer as well, particularly during that first 6 months of lactation, plus or minus a month or so. It's thought that the genetic material in mom is transferred from mother to the baby, and it's helped to modulate, you know, the development, if you will, of the infant's immune system. Cow's milk also contains microRNA. So here comes the argument that you shouldn't be giving your baby cow milk, or any of us cow milk, which is, you know, being explored as a new standard for the quality control of raw milk. It's important that you understand that, you know, the cross interaction of species sometimes is not what it's, you know, what we want it to be. you know, well, milk is good for you. Well, yeah, but, you know, milk is genetically rigged to take a small calfling to make it a 1,500-pound animal in a year. And so you're pushing all those hormones into the body. So the microRNA exists in plants, if you will. For the first time, researchers have brought about and shown that the bad plants, wrong plants, certain types of plants, plants that you might be sensitive to, transfer this microRNA, this plant RNA, to humans. So we have now we have a cross-species interaction with potentially really bad impact. So there was a study going back to 2011 in the Journal of Cell Research that determined that microRNA from cooked plants, things like rice, cooked wheat, potatoes, can in fact collect in the blood, and they can get sticky in the blood and in the tissue, leading to tremendous numbers of potential health problems. Why? One of the things that's happening is that we're going back to our friend inflammatory reactions, inflammation, which, by the way, can give you migraine headaches, by the way, can give you back pain, by the way, can give you prostate and other disorders of your gonads, men and women. So the study went on, and also, you know, it remains that these microRNA are completely stable after not only cooking, but through the digestive process as well. So you don't break them up. You can't break them down. So they're there and they're going to cause you a problem. So I'm going to take a quote from the research, and says plant microRNAs are primarily acquired orally through food intake. So you swallow them, you put them into your body, and your body can't digest them or break them down. So whenever you eat these things like rices and other plant foods that are including potatoes and wheat, and again, some of the authors, some of the researchers will take it to an extreme and say, you know, all types of plant foods. Well, that's where we part ways. I'm not real convinced, and I've studied a lot of the information that's out there. MicroRNA has been implicated in tons of diseases ranging from cancer to diabetes, Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's, and so forth. It really goes on. But, you know, why is it so important? And, you know, we could get into this thing and really talk about it, but I want to get down to the nitty gritty. I think I've given you a little bit of a basis of what this is all about, but, it's important that, you know, plant RNA has been shown to interfere with human microRNA. Now you have to remember, these things have been modified. They have been altered. They have been genetically modified in some way. Their DNA structure has been changed. So you can go on and we can listen, and I would make you crazy because you're going to say to yourself, what am I going to eat? Well, at the end of the day is that your green plants, your green vegetables, your colorful vegetables. See, wheat doesn't have color, does it? And rice doesn't have color, does it? And all of those things. So if you start looking at colorful things on your plate, if you start looking at free-ranged organic products, food, you know, grass-fed products, you're going to start seeing that there's a way to beat these situations. But I'm not going to get into this with you because this is a four-hour presentation, which I'm going to have in a few weeks with a group of interesting doctors. But I want you to understand the impact of how food works on genetic expression. So all of our genes are influenced, period, by food we eat. Let's go with that. That's number one. And there's tons of studies out there. There's a interesting research article that came out in 2016 in Nature Microbiology. That's a journal. And, you know, these reactions because of food mainly depend on the nutrients within the cell. You know, the sugars, the amino acids, the fatty acids, the vitamins, all these things are derived from what you put in your mouth. And if you're eating depleted stuff, you got a problem. So not only does it affect you, but it also affects your grandchildren. And, you know, scientists say that your DNA is going to be ultimately passed on to your, not only your children, but more importantly and impactful, what they're seeing is in your grandchildren. So there's more and more evidence that suggests this, and that you're, that you may have a genetic impact on your kids and your grandchildren, and you have to, and then they've got to turn around to be able to manipulate that. And then they pass that on to their progeny as well. So it's kind of crazy, right? So what's a person to do? Well, we're going to get into something that you may find pretty easy. and be able to shift and change. I want you to go with the idea, the concept that you can change virtually anything in your body, that it doesn't have to be as it is. You don't have to have the cancer. You don't have to have, you know, the degenerative diseases and the joint spaces that are breaking down. You don't have to have those things that are there. You have to understand that you are nothing more than a expression positively or negatively based on your environment, epigenetics, that you are ultimately going to be able to defend yourself, meaning keep your immunological system nice and strong, or you're going to succumb to it. Even this crazy coronavirus that's coming in from China, here's the deal with this thing. Yeah, it's a bad bug if it gets you. It's one that's going to affect your respiratory system. And, you know, if you think you're having a problem, you need to reach out, make a phone call, because they're going to isolate you. And you want to make sure you don't pass it on to anybody else, because it can cause all kinds of things that you, if your immune system's not working properly, you can die from. But here's the deal. Why are some people not going to be affected? Why do some people, even though that they've been exposed to the HIV human virus, immunological virus, don't come up with AIDS? Why is it that, you know, some people, you know, bypass herpes on a regular basis? Why do some people, you know, go in and have a boyfriend or girlfriend that have mono and they never have a problem with it? It has to do with your immune system. And that immune system, by the way, has to do with multiple things. It has to do with the nervous system communicating properly. It has to do with your biochemistry. We're talking about the biochemical piece. And it has to do with your emotional condition as well. We know that anything can be reversed completely. Those of you who know the work and the study by Dr. Joe Dispenza, where this chiropractor years ago broke his back. He broke 6 vertebrae, 2 of them compressing the cord, and he ended up paralyzed. And how he did it was he was hit by a Chevy Bronco while he was riding a bicycle in a triathlon. Threw him 20 feet in the air, came down on his back, and broke his back. And they wanted to put a Harrington rod in, and he said, and they said, maybe you'll be able to stand again, but he's paralyzed. And he refused it. Well, as a story, and is very well documented, by the way, is that he completely healed his back through mind-body meditation in 9.5 weeks. And the x-rays bear it out. You can find it online. It's interesting. So if that's true, let's play devil's advocate. If that's true, and that can have an impact emotionally, if it's true that the DNA can be altered by anything that you put in your mouth, if it's true that we have to make sure that we have solid structural, solid emotional, solid biochemical platform, then why is it are we succumbing to all the things that are out there? And it's because of what we hold as true, because we're being propagandized on a regular basis to be told that this is okay. The inoculations, the vaccines, the accumulation of aluminum and mercury and nickel and all those other things that, you know, that our bodies have been exposed to. Living in the Washington, D.C. area, you're in a water reclamation area. What does that mean? That means your sewage water, your toilet water is processed and put back in your drinking water. And so you have both of those going in. So if you don't have a really, really solid filter that gets about 99% of that stuff, you got a problem. And then the problem that exists, even if you do, unless you have a reverse osmosis filter, is that one of the things that can't be filtered out is what? Is estrogen and other hormones that are urinated into the water. They don't get them all out, so they process them back in the drinking water. And then you have estrogenic-like other things that are getting into foods. They affect your DNA. They affect your expression through the RNA, that microRNA that we talked about. And guess what happens? You end up with cancer. And so we're seeing more and more prostate cancer and breast cancer today because genetically they're identical. So when a patient comes into us and we see them, you know, and, you know, if Dareth is doing a thermography and she sees, you know, this breast tissue lit up, and then we send it out to the medical physicians to read the thermographic imaging, and they suggest further review, further studying, which means there's a problem here, and we send them out for other imaging and send them, you know, to their docs. What was the trigger? What happened? And then why is it that some people can take it and reverse it 100%, that they're not stuck with it, that they can begin to redevelop their cells in a way that they can alter, modify this DNA expression called cancer, or this DNA expression called cardiovascular disease, or this DNA expression called whatever you put the term on it, diabetes or anything else. Why can that take place? Well, science knows that. The answer is known now, that we have, the environment has, things around us have, epigenetics, a direct impact on all of this. So when a patient comes in, they get treated. And you have a patient who is doing very, very badly, and they have migraine headaches, or they have back pain, or they have numbness. And, you know, we start them under a program of care to alter the structural, chemical, and emotional impact of what's going on. Those who learn and take the lessons and combine it with the treatment turn around 100%, and they never come back. And yet there are some that should be able to resolve their problems very rapidly, very quickly, and they say, well, you know, it's inconvenient. I can't stop eating. I got to have my, you know, they'll talk about ice cream. They'll talk about their donut. They'll talk about, oh, I got to have my sandwich. You know, I'm eating a chicken or a turkey or a chicken sandwich with vegetables, but you're still getting the bread. And you're still getting deli meats, which are all kinds of ridiculousness and poisons. So you have to say, what are you willing to do to save your life? What are you willing to do to stay out of nursing homes where they're going to strap you into a chair and give you drugs to keep you quiet so you're not inconvenienced to anybody that's there? What are you going to do to optimize your health? What are you going to do to learn enough that you're willing to take a small step in time, one pace at a time, moving forward to change the way your gene code is expressed? You know, see, I have this hallucination, and my hallucination is simply this. As long as you're breathing and your cells are reduplicating or duplicating themselves, which they do all the time, because who you are 3 years from now to 4 years from now is not going to exist anymore. You're going to be dead because every cell is going to be changed. So you get to either change your epigenetic expression, your DNA expression, or guess what? You get more of the same. I don't know about you, but I got a whole lot more to do on this planet, and like to be around and contribute and do things, you know, and just kind of irritate people, making sure that they understand that they can do things differently. Think about that for a minute. We're coming up to a break. We have to pay attention to those who bring you Dr. Tom Roszell Live. I have more information for you, and you can always get a hold of us at RoszellCare.com. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Roszell here. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Roszell Live. Starting next week, don't forget, 11 o'clock in the morning, we're shifting an hour earlier. That's so we can stay here consistently all the way through NFL season coming up in the fall. So mark your calendars, put it down, tell your friends. We'll be here at 11 o'clock. Thank all of you who are listening and have told your friends about the program. It becomes a little challenging when I answer your emails, but I try to get to it as best I possibly can, and we will, you know, reach out to you. If you need to talk to one of our doctors, you can call 703-698-7117 or simply go to the website at RoszellCare.com. Let's take a quick call. Robert, how can I help you, sir? Thank you for calling.
Yes, hi, Dr. Roszell. Yeah, Dr. Roszell, something related to what, you know, taking care of your body and, you know, how you affect your health, and I'm very healthy. And I had an unusual situation with my tooth, which was called resorption, and it's where the body, the cells of the body, attack the tooth at the root.
Yeah, so, go ahead and give me the question. We got about 2 minutes.
So what's your take on that? They don't know. It's a very rare condition. They don't know where it's caused from. They said that. Possibly from trauma when I had braces like 100 years ago.
Maybe, but let me give you a couple.
Condition.
Yeah, let me give you a couple insights very quickly because we don't have a lot of time. So most cavities, most problems with the tooth are internal. They rarely start from the outside in. They're almost always 100% of the time from the inside out, unless there's trauma to the tooth where the tooth is cracked and then things get in from the outside. The bugs that get into it are called. They're in the line of Bartonella and rotavirus, and they can destroy bone, they can destroy the tooth. So they come in from the bone matrix up through the root of the tooth, and they get in, they start eating away at the tooth from the inside. More and more dentists are aware of this, but it's been going on forever. It's not something that is unusual, it's just something that has not been commonly known. There's a lot of dentists now that are using genetic intervention. They're using stem cells and things like that, even to regenerate the tooth. But if it is a Bartonella infection and there's DNA testing and blood testing that can show that, it has to be treated properly. Ozone therapy is one of the things that will help dramatically. There's several biological dentists in the Washington area that will inject ozone directly into the bone and be able to kill these things. Colloidal silvers will also help as well. You've got to fix that first before you can fix the tooth, because what happens, impact, injury, dietary patterns will make it much worse because now you have an inflammatory irritation. But what you're talking about is not unusual. It's just not as commonly known across the board by most dentists. But more and more dentists are shifting into the understanding and the biological model, and they get it. They're understanding. Now, if you had a filling, if you had mercury, if you had, you know, aluminum, if you had any of those things in your body, that also will get into the mandible or the maxilla, the upper and lower jaws, and can cause all kinds of problems. I wish you had called earlier. I would love to have gotten into this with you and give you some references. But it's something that is significant. We're coming up to the break. I'm looking forward to see you next week at 11 a.m. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. I love you all.